T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Tomorrow is the day. An amazing collection of wrestling legends coming to town. The Holiday Inn Southside, 4303 Commerce Road. And the list is extensive, but at the top of that list, as far as I'm concerned, is the reunion. First time in Richmond in 35 years of the Midnight Express, and there were 4 members of the Midnight Express, and I'm going to let the legendary James E. Cornette explain what that really means. Jim?
Well, first of all, Jeff, thank you very much. WRVA, Richmond, Virginia, the scene of some of my greatest triumphs, and you gave me a great introduction there just because I owe you all that money still. There's no reason you had to do that. But anyway, no, the Midnight Express... Of course, everybody remembers back in the old days in Richmond at the Coliseum when the Rock and Roll Express and the Midnight Express had the greatest tag team rivalry in the history of professional wrestling, sold out the Coliseum time after time. Your grandparents told you about it. Your parents told you about it. Now is your chance to meet all these guys in person. The team of Bobby Eaton and Dennis Condrey, the original Midnight Express, and then when Dennis left the team, Sweet Stan Lane joined both combinations, former World Tag Team Champions, and we're all going to be together tomorrow. Saturday, May 18th at the Holiday Inn Southside, 9 to 3 o'clock for the Big Wrestling Fan Fest, along with our arch rivals, Ricky Morton and Robert Gibson, the Rock and Roll Express. If you think that Dick Clark was the world's oldest teenager, then get a load of Ricky Morton tomorrow. But it's a great opportunity to meet these guys, because the one thing, when the fans were rocking the Richmond Coliseum, selling the place out, all those great matches going on, you never really got to meet these wrestlers in person.
Right.
This fan fest gives you that opportunity. Along with the Midnight and the Rock and Roll, guys like James J. Dillon, the leader of the Four Horsemen, Richmond's own Earl Hebner, the most famous referee in wrestling history, will be here. A bunch of wrestling legends from the 80s and 90s, and you can meet them, you can get the autographs, you can get the photo ops. Heck, we might even wash somebody's car. It just depends. You can get all kinds of stuff at the Holiday Inn tomorrow.
Now, folks who remember the Richmond Coliseum action, remember the action out of the Scope in Norfolk? I mean,
this
was a hotbed of Mid-Atlantic Championship Wrestling. Everything with Jim Crockett Promotions, right?
Yeah, the NWA, the National Wrestling Alliance, Mid-Atlantic Wrestling. We used to come up to Richmond once a month, Norfolk once a month, the Hampton Roads Coliseum several times a year. It was really a hotbed for professional wrestling. I remember one specific weekend, they ran Richmond and Hampton back-to-back, and we drew over 20,000 fans in 2 days in Richmond and, in Norfolk. Richmond and Norfolk. Between the two events, and just everybody was watching wrestling on television. It was a heyday for wrestling in the 80s here, and still this part of the country, the Mid-Atlantic region, because of the strength of Jim Crockett Promotions and the people who grew up, whether it was growing up with Johnny Weaver, or later on Nature Boy Ric Flair, or Dusty Rhodes, or the Anderson Brothers, whatever era of wrestling you watched, it was a hotbed in this part of the country for 30 or 40 years.
That's
and still to this day, so many people remember, you know, the great matches and the great events, and it was part of the culture and things that families did together. And now, even though we're at an advanced age and we're not beating each other up anymore, if you saw us when you were a kid, now you can bring your kids to meet us at the Holiday Inn tomorrow.
Now, tell me a little bit about getting to meet Jim Cornette and the Midnight Express, because for decades, really, you guys were despised. People hated you here in Richmond.
Are you? The people couldn't have warmed up to me if we were cremated together. But now, you know, once again, it's wrestling has evolved and changed, and now it's become kind of a nostalgic thing to go back and remember when wrestling was so popular here. And not only that, but it wasn't so much of the entertainment you see today and you know, the dance routines, but it was a good old fashioned fight. And we, whether it was in the ring or in the crowd, you know, we had some wild times down at the Coliseum. But it's changing. It's an opportunity for folks to go back and relive those memories of when it was a completely different thing. And you know, once again, the state of Virginia, if every major city in Virginia had pro wrestling on a regular basis, the Roanoke Civic Center, the Hampton Coliseum, as I mentioned, Norfolk Scope, Richmond Coliseum from one end of the state to the other.
That's right.
They were wrestling crazy.
Now, talk a little bit about the Midnight Express, the evolution of this. We mentioned four members, right? Again, Dennis Condrey, yep. Stan Lane, Bobby Eaton. What happens to have these new members come in and out?
Well, it was a personal situation with Dennis that we have not revealed, but it wasn't, let me put it this way, it wasn't drugs or alcohol or the typical entertainment business thing. He took a short retirement, and we had to replace him in the team, and that's when Sweet Stan Lane came along.
Okay.
And Sweet Stan, of course, the gangster of love. You know, Bobby and Dennis and I will be signing autographs. Stan will be collecting telephone numbers from ladies between the ages of 18 and 65 tomorrow. And no, actually, Stan Lane is a very charitable individual. A lot of people remember that Sweet Stan was the gangster of love, and he looked good, and he did the dancing, but he's also very charitable. As a matter of fact, just last week, he went out and started a halfway house for girls that won't go all the way. I just want you to know that he's always thinking about other people.
So tomorrow, 4303 Commerce Road, the Holiday Inn, Legends of Pro Wrestling, the two-man power trip of wrestling. These two guys have put on this event. Now it's going to be year number three.
That's right.
Right? Third time's a charm, you said.
Absolutely. That's why they brought in the big guns.
That's
because they've done so well the first couple of years. They said, we're going to bring in the main event attraction, the Midnight and Rock and Roll Express, together in the first time for the first time in the same place in Richmond in so many years. This is the main event attraction. They've dropped the cow. There's nothing more to be done.
Well, listen, I think everybody's going to be excited about this. Again, it is tomorrow, Saturday, May the 18th, 9 o'clock in the morning is when it all kicks off, runs until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It is the Holiday Inn Southside, 4303 Commerce Road. Tickets are available at the door. And it's not, I mean, not to minimize the presence of Jim Cornette.
President Jim Cornette?
Oh, yes. God help us all, President Jim Cornette.
I'm going to veto you. That's the first act of my administration.
Not to minimize your presence, but there's a selection, as you said, J.J. Dillon, the brain trust of the Four Horsemen.
A plethora. Baby Doll is going to be there.
Wow.
Baby Doll, the Perfect Ten.
Yeah.
Shane Douglas and Francine for those ECW fans out there, but it's going to be a literal cornucopia.
Wow.
Of top legendary wrestling stars there. And then, of course, you and I.
Yes.
Right after the Fan Fest are going to do my VIP live Jim Cornette experience.
Indeed, we are.
And it's sold out, but if you come with cash in your hand, we may be able to worm you in. But the VIP is sold out, but we're going to try to find a bigger room.
All right.
Well, we think we need a bigger boat for this thing. So if you want to come and ask me questions and hear answers to some of the questions that you ask, and I'll answer some questions
some of
people that don't ask.
Okay.
But then just come by and we'll see what we can do to worm you in.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to that. And just added somebody I grew up watching in the Worldwide Wrestling Federation, Dominic DiNucci.
I was not aware of this.
Yes.
Dominic DiNucci. Because you're a northern boy.
That's
you're
right.
A Yankee.
Yes, I am.
A New Englander, even.
Yes.
So Dominic DiNucci was a big deal before electricity. And to the folks that, great Italian wrestling star. I'm just joshing. When Dom's so old, when he was in school, they didn't have history. His social security number is 1. The varicose veins on the back of his legs look like a roadmap of Richmond, Virginia.
All right, with those words of wisdom, we're going to cut you off. That's enough.
Hey, you and my wife both in the same week?
That is the legendary Jim Cornette, your opportunity to see Jim. The members of the Midnight Express, all three members, Dennis Condrey, Sweet Stan Lane, Beautiful Bobby Eaton, J.J. Dillon, Dominic DiNucci, a whole slew of ECW stars. There's no telling who's going to show up for this tomorrow. It all kicks off 9 o'clock in the morning, runs until 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and if you stick around to 3, who knows, maybe you can get into the sold-out Jim Cornette experience. It is at the Holiday Inn Southside, 4303 Commerce Road. Jeff Katz and Jim Cornette, News Radio WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.